greatest of the 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 greatest Nigerian women. We were here 4 days last week, from morning till 7 p.m. every day in the sun, the kind of sun that you find us now. We have our mat and everything, and we are ready to keep staying. It's not that we are not aware that there are 3 doors to the National Assembly. We are being orderly. We thought by staying here, the Senate President, who is supposed to be the Senate President of the people, and also the Speaker of the House of Representatives, these are employers of the Nigerian people. We're here 4 days last week. A few of our female senators came out, some of the male senators or House of Representatives also came to see us. We are not unlawful. We are making our points. And I think Nigerian women, you know, this is making us look like anarchists. The Senate President should be able to come out to Nigerian women. We are at their gate. We are happy that the same representative is not enough for Nigerian women. You see, the reason why we left the other doors is that they should go and sit down and represent the bill and tell us while we are here that they pass the bills. Aluta continua.
My name is Princess Amanobels. My expectations is simple. Like the National Assembly of Nigeria, we consider the gender bills that seek to promote women equity, social justice and inclusion in society.
My name is Austin Aigbe from the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD. We must come together to break all forms of barrier that limit women and men from attaining their goal. When I say women and men, I'm not looking at one side. I believe in some level of equity and equality. I believe that we can work together to address the deficiency of our country. Working together will make us better off, and that's why I'm here, to join forces with others to break the barrier.
My name is Agnes Omaku. I'm a businesswoman. I'm
into
catering and event management. And actually, we women are gathered here being the 8th of March. You know, 8th of March every year is International Women's Day. We are here not only to celebrate the International Women's Day, but also to make it clear and known to the men in the house here. When I say house here, I mean the National Assembly, who have denied us our rights, and our right, we believe they've denied us of our rights to be citizens of this country. We have equal rights as men. No man will do without a woman. We ask that they give us our rightful place in politics, our rightful seats in the National Assembly, in government of every state of the Federation. That's what we are saying. And that women should not be neglected at all points, to say women should be relegated to their house, their offices, or their trade. Women from other African countries are now being recognized and given their places in their governments, in their various countries. Why will Nigeria be different? The other African countries look at us as the giant of Africa. Why will our fellow lionesses now look at us as fearful? It's not that we are afraid. We respect our men. We respect the government of this country. But they should know that we know our rights, and that's what we demand today.
Dr. Betty Apiafi, I am the chairman of Women Affairs in the Senate, and I've come here to address you.
We will demand for the names of the men who voted against us. We know some of them already. Through the Freedom of Information Bill, we will get the men who didn't vote for us. We know some of them. We know the ones who had a meeting the night before the voting, and I'm not scared to name and shame them. And we will not vote for them when the time comes. On women issues, we don't do political party. But any political party that is ready to work with Nigerian women will work with them. Any political party that is not ready to work with Nigerian women, will you work with them? So it's a long process, but we are not tired. Some of us have gone through this a number of times, and I tell you, it's not easy. And we will continue to fight for our rights. The rights of women are issues of human rights. It's our right. We constitute 50% of the population of this nation. How can you allow 50% of your manpower waste? Who does that? Who does that? We send our girls to school. We give them the opportunity to excel in school. And then we just shut them down once they are done with school. Who will allow that? Nigerian women will say no.
Great Nigerian women. My name is Bisi Fayemi. I am the first lady of Ekiti State.
Governors Wives Forum. We are here on behalf of the Nigeria Governors Wives Forum. As mothers, as wives, as daughters, as sisters of Nigeria, we are here to stand in solidarity with all Nigerian women. This country belongs to all of us. Does it not?
Yes.
At least 50% of the population of this country is women.
Yes.
No women.
No.
We therefore demand that our rights be recognized. Our rights to live as full citizens. Our rights to take leadership positions. We want our leaders who are in these buildings, who we voted for, people like us campaigned in the sun and in the rain to vote them in. We demand that they recognize that Nigerian women matter. Anything less than that is totally unacceptable.
My name is Betty Obaseki, wife of the governor of Edo State. In Edo, we say, you neglect a woman, you lose election. That is the message I've come to say here to all Nigerian men, especially our politicians who are seated in political positions and those aspiring to either return or to join them in government and in politics. The message the women are sending to all of you is that you neglect us, you will lose elections from now on. Because we, the women, are not just the ones who carry you for 9 months, nurture you, bring you into this world, strengthen you and bring you up and educate you and support you to become human beings. We now support you through your electoral processes. Stand for you. It is the women who campaign the most for the men. At least in my state, our governor talks about that. How his biggest support is from the women. We are the ones who go campaigning for them. When it is the day of election, you are the ones who go to vote for them. If you now keep records, proper records of proper electoral processes in our country and do an analysis, you'll find that the women are the ones who vote the most. And when we vote, we stay there and protect our votes. So we know that it is not all Nigerian men who are biased against women. We know a lot, every man that has spoken to about this matter, you know, has expressed anger and displeasure at our brothers there in this house who voted against us women. You know, these are the things that you talk about in those olden medieval days. Where in a modern world, progressive world, the rest of the world is talking about 35% women's participation across board. And in Nigeria, that's all we are demanding. We are not asking for majority. We are just saying, give us 35%. And we stand by that, and we must get that. Otherwise, we will ensure that these people do not return back to office. That is our statement.
I'm Senator Akoneyanyi, Akwa Ibom South Senatorial District. In Akwa Ibom State, we have 3 slots. They gave a woman 1 seat. If all the states in Nigeria will do that, we will have a great number. This one cuts across, not APC, not PDP. Every party, wherever you belong to, a woman must have her right of place. We know what we pass through inside there. The men don't want the women. We are not asking them that we will come to lord over them. We are asking them to give us our right.
Great Nigerian women! My name is Abike Dabiri Erewa. Look, I was in this place for 12 years. When I was here, we were 27. Today, the women parliamentarians are less than number. The same thing with the Senate. So the question is, who is afraid of the Nigerian woman? As you have heard, We women, we will sing and dance, we will support, we will stay in the sun and rain, but when it comes to the real thing, we are neglected. Yes, we are women. There's nothing wrong in singing and dancing, but we sing to our own songs and dance to our own tunes, not what they want us to do. So today we should all stay united and mobilized as women. It doesn't matter what political party you belong to. Now, if we don't do this, women, we're going to lose out totally. We're not asking for, they say power is not served a la carte. We know. We've contested election. It's not easy. But we are not asking for the easy way out. They're asking for equity. They are saying that don't say you can't do it because you are a woman. So, ladies and gentlemen, our women, our men supporting us, we need to continue to stand together. God bless all Nigerian women and the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
My name is Martha Udom Emmanuel, the wife of Governor of Akwa Ibom State. I am here with my colleagues to join my voice with all the women in Nigeria and say no to marginalization. We don't want to be marginalized again. We have all that it takes to occupy any position in the country. We are not asking for too much. Please give us our rights. We are not second-class citizens. We are as important as the men are. We are the ones that stand under rain or shine. That is our message. And we will fight together. And together we must get it. God will help us. And it will come to pass. Thank you and God bless you all.